Coming up on this edition of Chippewa Valley This Week, fighting homelessness in the Chippewa Valley with two different events, one in Altoona Tuesday night, the hike for the homeless, and then also WWIB and WOGO's 50th anniversary celebration coming up at Riverfront Park in Chippewa Falls on August 26th, benefiting Hope Village. It's all ahead on this edition of Chippewa Valley This Week, a public affairs program of WWIB and WOGO Radio. I'm Mark Halverson. First off, something we told you about back on the July 2nd program, the hike for the homeless, the walk to benefit the Beacon House in Eau Claire, is taking place in Altoona and River Prairie Park this Tuesday night, August 15th. Wanted to remind you about that. This is the 20th annual hike for the homeless. Family Promise of the Chippewa Valley provides homeless families with temporary shelter and help them find permanent homes and become financially independent. Last year, they provided shelter and other services to 87 families with 52 kids in the Chippewa Valley. Their annual event, the one Tuesday night, helps provide them with the financial resources to provide those services. And back on July 2nd on the program, you heard me talk to their new executive director, Scott Wirt. Wirt says after working for RCU for 12 years, he had actually retired. But he says he enthusiastically stepped up for the opportunity to serve as the executive director of such an exciting organization as Family Promise of the Chippewa Valley.
Yeah, for me, Family Promise is just one of those organizations. We are the area's only homeless shelter that deals specifically with families. So we'll take in families in whatever configuration they come in at. They have to have children with them, and we will bring them in. It's not just a meal and a bed for the night. Like many other shelters are, this literally is they live here for 60 to 90 or whatever it takes for them to start getting back on their feet and to start getting ready to be out and become permanently housed someplace. We provide them with case management, rental assistance. We can negotiate or work with landlords to help them. We just paid a deposit for childcare for a family that needed childcare and did not have the money to be able to pay the deposit. And so that's what we do what we need to help them get back on their feet and get ready to be housed again.
How many people or how many families can you house at one time?
It really depends. We've got six rooms where we have families be able to stay. If each of them had 4 to 5 people in them, we probably could do 25 to 30 people total. Six families.
So Wirtz, they're referring to the Beacon House shelter located in downtown Eau Claire that can house up to 6 families at a time and provides immediate relief for families without a place to stay by giving them short-term shelter and allowing them time to get their feet back on the ground. Families may stay there for up to 30 days, their website says, and Beacon House is supported by volunteers from over 20 area congregations. Meanwhile, they've also established transitional housing, having a 2-unit duplex that serves as a stepping stone for families as they transition from Beacon House back into permanent housing. And then they also look to move people from the Beacon House shelter into permanent housing as quickly as possible, and that's long been the goal of Family Promise of the Chippewa Valley. I asked Scott Wirtz for his current assessment of homelessness in the Chippewa Valley.
The homeless issue is growing in the Chippewa Valley. We're seeing more and more and more requests for families to come in. This year is the fullest we've been in several years. We've typically always had rooms available. I don't believe this last 2 weeks have been the first time we've had any rooms available. And one of them is out because we're remodeling it and getting it. But we will have those rooms full most likely by the end of next week again already.
Wirtz says the problem of homelessness in the Chippewa Valley is not going away. It's not getting any easier.
And there's so much misconception about what homelessness looks like. I think So many people, we hear things like, well, if they just get a job, if they just save their money, if they just, well, on any given time, if we've got 6 families in here, 4 to 5 of them are already working full time. But the rental market and the housing market has gotten so expensive that a full-time job these days will not get you or a family into an apartment or a home. And so they're struggling with that. And statistically, if we take a look at it, less than 10% of all the families in the United States could sustain a $400 emergency expense without it costing them to be able to say, so do we pay the rent or the electric bill this month. Mm-hmm. You know, so the vast majority of us are just on that verge of potentially being homeless. Mm-hmm. And then now you add in the fact that for many of the folks, they maybe have had an eviction in their past. That makes it very difficult for them. So if I can't pay the rent and I get evicted, how do I get another place? A lot of landlords will not rent to people who have had an eviction. And so that for us is where our case managers come in and being able to negotiate with them and help them. We typically, last year, I believe we served 30 families over the course of the year here in the Chippewa, and they all basically came from the Chippewa Valley. Pretty rare we get somebody from outside the Chippewa Valley.
Now, if it seems to you that despite the various groups, agencies, and organizations like Family Promise trying to alleviate homelessness in the Chippewa Valley, the problem is still not getting solved, Scott Wirch agrees.
It's not. And as a, each of those serves a slightly different population. So Sojourner, if you come in as a family, they can't put you up. We can. Hope, I think there's some requirements there also. And so for some people, those are the other options are not an option for them.
Well, quite a few homeless individuals can be spotted on any given day in downtown Eau Claire, especially. I suggested to Scott Wirch, it seems quite rare to see a homeless family.
You probably would not see them there because 9 times out of 10, the families are doing things like staying in their car. They're sofa hopping from friend to friend to neighbor, and now all of a sudden they get told, nope, there's nobody who can put you up. So it is a different population. Families on a national level make up 30% of the homeless population. Of those who are currently experiencing homelessness, about 30% are families. On any given night, there's about 170,000 people in the United States that are unsheltered. Here in Wisconsin, it's about 7,700 people a night that are experiencing homelessness. And the state of Wisconsin total has only about 3,600 beds available for them. So I'll give you some of the extent, and the problem is that we don't have enough beds in the state to accommodate even sheltering every homeless person every night. Mm-hmm.
Family Promise of the Chippewa Valley Board Vice President and Treasurer David Norgaard says all the funds raised at Tuesday night's Hike for the Homeless are to benefit the shelter.
Everything that the shelter does, that's what the Hike for the Homeless helps support. That goes right back into the shelter in the Beacon House there.
Norgaard says
it's a big fundraiser for us. A lot of time, a lot of effort goes into it, and a lot of the board members spend a lot of time volunteering and prepping and doing it along with Scott and his team.
Scott Wirch says the Hike for the Homeless is a fun event as well.
The walk actually is, so it's not just a walk. We're bringing in Bubbles Barbecue, the food truck, so that'll be there. I know Altoona Fire Department is providing a fire engine and a staff to come be with the kids and teach them a little bit. We have games set up in the park pre and post so that they can play some games. Tons of prizes, all donated by local businesses and individuals. We've become famous for our prize baskets where the board spends a lot of time looking at, okay, we got this. Now, how do we lump this together into a themed basket? And so those go over well every year. It's a fun event. It's a fun evening of out having fun and raising money to help the homeless.
Again, the Hike for the Homeless will be held this Tuesday night, August 15th at River Prairie Park in Altoona. Participants will walk all or part of the 2.8-mile course. The hike is stroller and pet friendly. Day of registration and refreshments start at 5. The hike starts at 6, followed by gift basket prize drawings. You can learn more at familypromisecv.org. That's familypromisecv.org. And if the event coming up Tuesday night in Altoona has to do with dealing with homelessness in Eau Claire, WWIB Radio's 50th anniversary gathering August 26th in Chippewa Falls at Riverfront Park has a benefit for Hope Village. In fact, all free will donations from that event that day from 4 to 8 in the evening will be given to Hope Village, a community of helping hands, ensuring everyone in our community has a place to call home. This past Monday on the WIB Wake Up Show on WWIB, Caleb Swenson and I were joined by Hope Village founder Mike Cahoon. To get things rolling, Caleb asked Mike to remind us how Hope Village began.
Back in 2014, the Harmony House, which was run by an organization called Starting Points, lost their funding and had to close down the only homeless shelter in Chippewa County. And a group called the Chippewa Falls Mission Coalition, which is a group of currently at 17 churches and probably that many social agencies that work together to try to solve the community's situations and fill needs, had a forum in December of 2015 or 2014. And we met and talked over the months about some ideas about how we might be able to solve that shelter situation. And one of the ideas that I kind of threw out, sometimes I feel like the odd uncle who has these ideas. Everybody else is like, where did that come from?
Yeah, right.
But we threw out the idea about doing something with tiny houses. So after 18 months of meetings, I'm not a great meeting guy if things aren't happening. So I got some friends together from Landmark Christian Church, and we built the first tiny house, thinking if we built one and we took it around and showed it to businesses and showed it to churches and organizations, that maybe people would think it was a decent idea.
Yeah.
And so we built one and did that, and it kind of just took off from there. We have 11 houses now. We've been in existence since January of 2016.
And really, this is something, too, that we've seen kind of an outpouring of community support, of God's blessing on Hope Village, to the point that originally these tiny homes were housed on church properties, and you still have the ability to do that, but now you actually have land, you have tiny homes on that land, and phases to continue to grow to make sure that there are no unsheltered in our community.
Yeah, 5 local churches partnered with us for 5 or 6 years to host our tiny houses, and again, a number of other churches partnered with us and allowing us to store our inventory or giving of funds, and especially prayer. So we certainly love that connection that we've had with churches. And most of our volunteers, I'd say 90% of our volunteers come out of the churches in the area.
And maybe briefly here, Mike, how significant, how large is this need, this homelessness need that Hope Village is combating?
Yeah, we had talked earlier, Caleb, but we have a group called the Chippewa County Homeless and Hunger Advocacy Group. So we get together each month and collect from churches and other agencies the numbers. And currently in Chippewa County, each month we have about 240 people, give or take, that are housing insecure. So they're either homeless or about to become homeless. We talked a little bit about the Chippewa County Housing Authority. The Chippewa County Housing Authority helps folks who are homeless get into subsidized housing. And they're able to get federal money every year in the $2 million range. And they have a waiting list that's about 8 months long. So the situation in the Chippewa Valley is there's funding available and there's people waiting. But the affordable housing, that there's just not a very big supply of it in the area.
Well, I'm just curious. I mean, you guys have been a role model for other cities that are looking. I live in Eau Claire. I presume they can look and say, wow, how could we do that? Was there a city that you guys looked at when you started with the tiny houses and now even with Hope Village?
Yeah, I think when we started, there were like 4 or 5 tiny house villages that had come out of what were called homeless encampments, where there were tent cities. And all of those were out in the Pacific Northwest. So I had started reading about them and doing some research, but about the time that we were starting to kind of kick in with the idea, we found out that Madison, Wisconsin had a group called Occupy Madison that came out of a political movement, and they had 3 tiny houses on a piece of property that they had recently bought. And prior to that, they had these 3 tiny houses, and they had to move them from street to street to street to kind of stay within the city ordinances. They couldn't sit in one place for very long. And so a number of our core people that were looking at the idea, we drove down to Madison and took a look at it. And That's a little bit different. We're transitional in nature in the Occupy Madison movement. Those houses, once somebody's in it, it's their forever home.
Mm. Okay.
Talking with Mike Cahoon from Hope Village. And again, you'll be hearing more about Hope Village all throughout this month. And thank you again to all the sponsors helping make our 50th anniversary event possible, including our presenting sponsor, Marquardt Motors, Buick, and GMC. All of the sponsors you'll hear about this are all giving a donation to Hope Village along with their sponsorship. But I know there's a need for volunteers, Mike, but maybe real briefly as well, could you touch on what you were doing? Because you talk about, again, this 8-month waiting list, this bottleneck with people who are in need of housing, housing insecure, might be homeless at any moment. And so you guys, beyond just the tiny homes, are now moving into a phase, a capital campaign. And you're saying if there's not affordable housing, we are going to build it.
Yeah, one of the situations that we run into is when we house a family, and we've been housing large families, families of 5 and 6.
Yeah.
We currently have a single mom with 5 children who's a preschool teacher. So looking at that situation, a young mom has got children to take care of, doesn't have a ton of extra time, is working in a great career as a teacher, but not getting paid a whole lot. And so what we've found is as we match our households up with mentors, we usually work on 3 things in their secure living plan. One has to do with income. One has to do with health resources. And the third one is housing. And our bottleneck is always the housing piece. Mm. We can help people find jobs pretty quickly. We can help them get reestablished with their health resources. But finding that housing just takes us a long time. Our average stay right now is about 150 days. Mm. But in special situations, someone might have to stay with us for 6, 7, 8 months before we can find housing for them.
Yeah.
Mike Cahoon from a recent appearance on the WIB Wake Up Show this past Monday ahead of the August 26th 50th anniversary Family Fun Day at Riverfront Park in Chippewa Falls, 4 to 8 in the evening. Music from 513 Free, a reunion concert from them, and Jason Gray, the headliner musically, but oh, so very much more. Inflatables, 7 food trucks. Water balloons, you name it. It's going to be a great, great time. And all the free will donations from the event going to benefit Hope Village. And then this Tuesday night at River Prairie in Altoona, it's the Hike for the Homeless, the walk to benefit the Beacon House in Eau Claire. Again, learn more at familypromisecv.org. That does it for this edition of Chippewa Valley This Week, a public affairs program of WWIB and WOGO Radio. I'm Mark Halverson. Thanks for listening.